The sin nature that we were born with is a result of original sin. It was crucified with Christ. By faith in Christ Jesus, we're born again, made new spirit beings. Your mind, emotions, and body were not crucified with Christ. You must crucify them by acts of your will. Let this mind be in you. Mortify your members. Submit yourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil. Present your body. Follow peace with all men. Have faith in the Lord. And so on. All the action verbs above indicate that our soul, our mind, emotions, and will are not instantly perfected in the new birth as our spirit is. This verse says that we have newness of life, but we must walk in it. Walk is an action verb implying that we have to knowingly and willfully decide to let the new spirit being manifest. Otherwise, it won't. Spirit salvation is instantaneous. Soul salvation is a process totally dependent on our will while we are in the flesh. At his return, Jesus will finish his redemption work by translating us from corruptible to incorruptible. In the meantime, our Lord expects us to press toward the mark. Immersion into Christ Jesus is the point of baptism. It is not a one-time event, but a for-all-time state of absorption into his Holy Spirit, so that he is in us and we are in him.